Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, whose Son Jesus is the good shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You spread a table before shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. It is a credit to you if, being aware of God, you endure pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are being beaten for doing wrong, what credit is that? But if you endure when you do right and suffer for it, you have God's approval. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that free from sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. For you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardians of your souls. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Christ. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for them, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I want to tell you how great it is to be back, to see so many familiar faces and new faces, and to be greeted with such love and joy. I don't get that in my home parish, so it's really nice. I want to begin by saying thank you for all of your prayers, encouragement, and support that you've extended to us over the years, and add a special word of thanks and gratitude for the generous grant from the WIL and Outreach Fund. In the last 2 months alone, you have helped provide assistance with emergency food, shelter, and transportation for 8 individuals and 2 families. So again, thank you. The Lord is my shepherd. That's a familiar phrase and an easy thing to say, but it's a very difficult way to live. Personally, I find it difficult because I spend much of my time living on autopilot, reacting out of habit rather than being conscious of what's actually going on, of being aware of who is with me in any given moment. It's much easier to sleepwalk through my day instead of investing myself in it. I don't listen deeply enough. I avoid being touched by others, and so it's difficult to respond with compassion to those around me. The Lord is my shepherd. It's a difficult way to live because I am usually in a hurry. I have shallow, knee-jerk reactions because I have far too much to do. I'm far too busy to offer anything more. The Lord is my shepherd, I say, but could also add, please don't ask me to think very much about that right now. The Lord is my shepherd and also mercifully persistent. Our shepherd sometimes allows me to stumble so that I'm shaken badly enough to wake up. Not very long ago, I received a request for a bus pass from the Homeless Healthcare Center. They had a client who was elderly and very sick. They had managed to find shelter for her in the local mission, but she was far too weak to walk to the doctor's office. The bus pass was not just a matter of convenience. It was a fact that it was a matter of survival. Unfortunately, I was too distracted to give it much thought. I delivered that pass to the office on 11th Street, but when I stepped back outside, there was a man laying in the street bleeding. Moments before, he had been struck by a passing car, thrown 10 or 12 feet through the air, and then run over. His sister, who saw the whole thing happen, was standing in the middle of the street screaming. A large crowd gathered. Some just shuffled around in stunned silence. Others began to shout and curse. I felt very, very alone and frightened. It reminded me of the passage from Matthew's Gospel, which tells how Jesus responded to a similar crowd with compassion, for they were harassed and helpless like a sheep without a shepherd. So where do you find the good shepherd when you really need one? The Lord is my shepherd. That is the experience of God's people throughout the ages. This morning we read how the early newborn church experienced that presence when the company of believers was growing every day and they were enjoying the goodwill of the larger community. But it's also true, just as it says in 1 Peter, that the Good Shepherd is present during times of persecution and unjust suffering. The shepherd and guardian of our souls does not suddenly go on vacation or stand by in disinterested silence. The collective experience of God's people tells us that the shepherd suffers with us, laying down his life again and again on our behalf. Even when our steps carry us through places made dark by death's deep shadow, even when we are surrounded by troublesome people and circumstances, by thieves and bandits who seem only capable of stealing, killing, and destroying, even then, the shepherd is with us. The Lord is my shepherd when I am wounded and in need of healing or find myself among the walking wounded. It's also true in those moments when it becomes painfully obvious that the situation is far beyond my control. It is far beyond my ability to repair. It's true when I am too overwhelmed to pretend anymore. That is when I begin to experience what it means to be anointed, to be washed and immersed by God, in God. It is not anything that I can do. It is what God is always doing. But I want to go back just very briefly to that very frightening experience on 11th Street. It's important to know that God's flock was not left alone or abandoned. Just as quickly as harm was inflicted, the Good Shepherd appeared. Staff members from the community kitchen and homeless healthcare center literally ran into the street to care for that injured man. They waited in the crowd to touch and be touched, to listen, to comfort, and to heal. The paramedics and the police arrived moments later. They did their work with great patience and compassion. A dangerous and volatile situation was soon under control. So where do you find the Good Shepherd when you really need one? Wherever you happen to be. The life of God that is within us, the Good Shepherd living through us, is there always to collide head on with when it appears that God is absent. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. We will live all the days of our life in God's holy presence. So thank you for bearing witness to the truth of those words and for being the presence of the Good Shepherd in the world. Amen.
Let us stand together and profess our faith in the reading of the Nicene Creed, found on page 8 in our pamphlet. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit. He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken to the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people are found on page 9. Gathered in the care of the Good Shepherd and guardian of our souls, let us in trust pray for the church and the world, saying, Lord, have mercy. For all who serve the Holy Church of God, who serves tables and who preach and pray, who shepherd the lost and care for those in need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who are persecuted for the gospel, for all who have been martyred for their witness to the truth, for all in lonely places who rejoice in the hope of the resurrection, and for the blessed community of the saints, living and dead, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who are in the world, who are sick, or care for the sick, the dying, the hungry, and the destitute, the mentally ill, and the deformed, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the victims of rage and sudden violence, especially for abused children and spouses, for political prisoners, victims of extortion, of murder, and of natural catastrophe, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. We pray especially for those on our prayer list. For Margaret, Jean, Steve, Nicole, J.R., Blair, John and Joan, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jaden, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Brian, Regina, Irene, Larry, June, Michael, Joe, Margaret, Laura, Taylor, Shay, Ed, Doug, Cecilia, Ed, Albert, Tom, Chad, Angela, Judy, Tony, Gordon, Jane, Mary, Charles, Rusty, Harry, Deb, Tony, Zach, Eddie, Gary and family, Juliet, and Walter. Let us pray to the Lord.
The Lord have mercy.
For all who are gathered here, and our specific needs, that we may come to receive abundant life at God's hand, and at the last to rest in Christ's shepherding love, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Are there any other intercessions?
For John, for Kevin.
We pray for the special needs and concerns of this congregation. We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Courtney Hicks, Jane Nemec, and Patty Hartman. O loving God, we commend to your mercy all who have died, and pray that we and all your saints may share life in your eternal dominion. Enable us to know that by Christ's wounds we have been healed, and that by the power of his risen and spirit-giving life, we are empowered to serve you all our days. We pray through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
peace. Good morning.
About the hymns for June and
June. Oh, okay. I'm getting prompted by the choir master. And so before I forget it, summer is almost upon us, although you couldn't really tell it by the weather. In June, July, and August, it is our custom for you to request hymns that you want to be sung. And so next Sunday, since I don't have anything for us to write them down on, be thinking about the hymns you want to have sung in church and put your favorite hymns down, and we'll work them in to the service. Well, welcome home, sir. It's good to have you. Thank you for your good words. It's a delight to have Bo with us. Would remind you that this Saturday at 9 o'clock, we have the parish work day. It's the time for us to have the spring cleaning and spruce up. So be here, if you will, with your tools and your gloves and whatever else you might think necessary, and we'll get to work on the parish church. Some of you have already noticed that the work on the exterior of the building has begun and will be continuing this week. This being the first Sunday of the month, I would remind you that the Wellness Center is open and the parish nurse is anxious to take your blood pressure. So be sure to stop by there. And on the first Sunday of the month, the loose offering is designated for the discretionary fund. Are there any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us, gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Prepare your heart.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give you thanks and praise.
It is truly right to glorify you, Father, and to give you thanks. For you alone are God, living and true, dwelling in light inaccessible from before time and forever. Fountain of life and source of all goodness, you made all things and filled them with your blessing. You created them to rejoice in the splendor of your radiance. Countless throngs of angels stand before you to serve you night and day. And beholding the glory of your presence, they offer you unceasing praise, joining with them and giving voice to every creature under heaven. We acclaim you and glorify your name as we sing. Acclaim you, Holy Lord, glorious in power. Your mighty works reveal your wisdom and love. You formed us in your own image, giving the whole world into our care, so that in obedience to you, our Creator, we might rule and serve all your creatures. When our disobedience took us far from you, you did not abandon us to the power of death. In your mercy, you came to our help, so that in seeking you, we might find you. Again and again, you called us into covenant with you, and through the prophets, you taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you loved the world so much that in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son to be our Savior. Incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, he lived as one of us, yet without sin. To the poor, he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners, freedom, to the sorrowful, joy. To fulfill your purpose, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the grave, destroyed death and made the whole creation new. And that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose for us, he sent the Holy Spirit, his own first gift for those who believe, to complete his work in the world and to bring to fulfillment the sanctification of all. When the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. At supper with them, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Father, we now celebrate this memorial of our redemption, recalling Christ's death and his descent among the dead, proclaiming his resurrection and ascension to your right hand, awaiting his coming in glory, and offering to you from the gifts you have given us, this bread and this cup, we praise you and we bless you. We praise you, we bless you, we give thanks to you, and we pray to you, Lord our God. Lord, we pray that in your goodness and mercy, your Holy Spirit may descend upon us and upon these gifts, sanctifying them and showing them to be holy gifts for your holy people, the bread of life and the cup of salvation, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that all who share this bread and cup may become one body and one spirit, a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your name. Remember, Lord, your one holy Catholic and apostolic church, redeemed by the blood of your Christ. Reveal its unity, guard its faith, and preserve it in peace. And grant that we may find our inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, with patriarchs, prophets, apostles, and martyrs, with Blessed Thaddeus, and all the saints who have found favor with you in ages past. We praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, through Christ and with Christ and in Christ. All honor and glory are yours, Almighty God and Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing. May God, who through the water of baptism has raised us from sin into newness of life, make you holy and worthy to be united with Christ forever.
Amen.
May God, who has brought us out of bondage to sin into true and lasting freedom in the Redeemer, bring you to your eternal inheritance.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thank you, God.